A 19-year-old dropped out of Stanford in 2003 and told investors she'd fix a needle phobia her own uncle had. Her plan: run over 200 medical tests from a single drop of blood, pricked from a fingertip, no syringe required. Her name was Elizabeth Holmes. Her company was Theranos. She raised money on that pitch alone. Black turtlenecks, a voice she dropped an octave lower. Comparisons to Steve Jobs she encouraged rather than corrected. By 2014, Theranos was worth $9 billion. Rupert Murdoch invested. Henry Kissinger sat on the board. Walgreens signed a $50 million deal to put Theranos testing stations inside its drugstores right next to the pharmacy counter. There was one problem. The machine, called the Edison, barely worked. Former employees later described running most patient samples on ordinary lab equipment bought from Siemens, diluted down so the tiny blood draw would stretch far enough to test. When results came back wrong, patients got wrong answers about their own bodies. Some were told they might have cancer. Some were told they didn't, when they did. In 2015, Wall Street Journal reporter John Carreyrou published what the whistleblowers had told him. The company denied everything, then kept denying it as the story fell apart in real time. Walgreens pulled out and sued for $140 million. Regulators voided 2 years of test results. The $9 billion valuation went to zero. A jury convicted Holmes in January 2022 on 4 counts of wire fraud against investors. It acquitted her on the patient charges, the harder case to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. In November, a judge sentenced her to 11 years and 3 months. She reported to a federal prison in Texas the following year. The tuition money her parents saved was the first investment in Theranos. It was also, in the end, the only one that told the truth about what the company was worth.